Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to make your next move into a reality. Not to mention, with Squarespace's beautifully designed templates and customizable features, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. Simply add and arrange your content with the click of a mouse. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com. And enter the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is movies.
Yeah. Coming to you for the second time, 2 days in a row from Boston, Massachusetts. It's Sunday, June 18th, Father's Day. Where are the fathers at today?
Yeah.
Good for you. Let's hear it for the patriarchy. 2017 is the year. Name tags were great yesterday. Will today's be better? Yes! No, not really. I see a lot of the same ones. This one on the front row, two in the front row, both have a lot of nice treats on the top. There's the Lego Mattman. You put that on the internet today, right? On Twitter. And then what's yours say?
Chloe and cigarettes.
Chloe and cigarettes instead of coffee and cigarettes. And then you put some Kahlua and some candy cigarettes? Bubblegum cigarettes? All right. Well, there's some donuts. I don't know if the word got out yesterday, but this venue does not allow throwing anything from the stage. One of the guests was terrible yesterday. I wanted to throw him off the stage, but it's not allowed. Manchester by the Casey? Is that in good taste? That's the most depressing movie ever. Broke Mac Mountain. Very nice. P-Turn of the Jedi. I like that. Ben Fire of the Vanities. Lots of good ones. Great job. Guardians of the Galaxy. I like that. That one lights up in an effective way.
because it's the words that light up. A lot of people put lights on the outsides of the sign. It doesn't help me and my stupid eyes. Okay, you can put them down now, but thank you very much for bringing those, and good luck to everybody. People write to me on Twitter. You're like, pick my name tag. I'm like, I don't pick name tags. I stay the fuck out of it. Doug plugs, tomorrow night I'm doing stand-up at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island. Anybody road tripping for that? Nice. That's a great venue. You could just step outside after the show and be in a nice little area. You know what I mean? You step outside here, you're in a valet at a massive hotel. They love when you get fucking whip out a bong out there, start doing dabs. Somebody takes out a torch. All the guys parking the cars are like, yes! You got to come tomorrow, especially if you want to get up on stage and play Last Man Standing. Saturday and Sunday, June 24th and 25th, Douglas Movies is on at 420 at Helium in Philly. Gas. Monday, June 26th, Douglas Movies returns to the Gramercy Theater in New York City. July 2nd, the Improv in Kansas City. And I'm doing stand-up at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City on Wednesday, July 5. I'm on the Cities with the Word City in the title tour. All of my dates, deeds, and links are at DougLowesMovies.com. Yeah! There's somebody here yesterday that remembered to add that. I'm going to try to get that added in there. I brought a much nicer prize bag today because I knew that it was going to be a much bigger sacrifice for each of you to be here. You know, either dragging your fathers or coming here without them, just leaving them at home. Like, you like 60 minutes, it'll be fine. That's not even on till 7. Most dads are asleep by then, so especially on Sunday. Or no, I guess anyway. Great weed here in Boston. So, I brought a very fancy bag today that I got from the lovely people at the Provincetown International Film Festival, aka PIFF, and they give you a lovely bag on arrival with lots of cool stuff in it. And I put some of the stuff in here, but mostly I just brought, oh yeah, this is neat. I stayed at a lovely inn out there called Crown Point, and I stole one of their mugs. I don't think you were supposed to take them, but I'm like, I'm gonna take that mug. And then, oh, this is great. Here's a copy of Imagine Magazine, whatever the hell that is. Oh, this is also very cool. This is a D-Luscious cookie that didn't do so well on the trip from California. It's a real fucking broke-up cookie. Oh, this is cool. Some wet nap, a little individual wet nap. In case you just have some barbecue at a place that doesn't have wet naps. And a copy of my CD, and of course, a little Christmassy pipe from Peacemaker. All of that stuff is in the bag, but I think my guests have really outdone themselves. You're going to be happy about what they brought for the prize bag. So let's get them out here. Please give a big, warm welcome to Nick Stevens, Tim Brennan, and Trey Gallion! Hey guys.
Hey Doug.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
That was my best worst TJ Miller.
It doesn't get any better worse than him.
Or was it me doing Pete Holmes doing TJ Miller?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want to visualize them doing each other, but that's definitely one of the noises they'd be making if they did. Let's meet my guests individually, starting with the gentleman I was just talking to. It's Nick Stevens, everybody.
Wow. What's up, Lap Boston?
We met for the first time, I believe, yesterday, but we both
go way back.
We both, our faces used to both appear regularly in those VH1 shows where we just talk shit about pop culture things that were more successful than we were.
Yep.
And so I knew of you for a long time because I'd see you on the same shows I was on because I'd actually, you know, watch those shows.
Yeah, if anyone here in this room either was hungover on a Saturday morning or went to the gym to get rid of their hangover and spent time on the treadmill or the elliptical, there's a good chance Doug or I or a couple of the other people on the show were like, the craziest thing about Lindsay Lohan is blank, or celebrities, they've got crazy names and faces, right? We're the worst. We are the worst. We actually... spent years of our lives desperately trying to get on shows to one day get paid so we could be like, Jason Lee's kid name is Pilot Inspector. What's up with that?
Oh, it's because he's a Scientologist in a right. nutbag.
And that's the real reason why.
Yeah, it was weird, you know, but like it was, there were parts of it that I found satisfying, like when Tom Cruise was really wigging out on Scientology, it was very fun to make fun of that, but I got tired of talking about Paris Hilton because I didn't think she was worthy of being talked about ever, and so it was weird to be talking about her at all. And what happened to her, by the way? Is she a thing anymore?
Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
She was, didn't her dad get elected president last November?
Wait a second. They do kind of have a similar...
Oh, what, sorry, too soon?
I was told today's show wouldn't be political, so... Yeah, no, just leave
not,
it in the green
it's
room
not
there.
Doug loves politics.
No, that podcast is really depressing.
All of those dicks. So Nick is on, what are you on, like 3 to 7 here in Boston every weekday?
That's right. I am on the new afternoon show, Maddie and Nick, 3 to 7 on 107.3 WAAF, The Rock of Boston.
Wow.
And judging by the tittering and the smattering of laughter there, that's how many people still listen, which is great. So thanks, guys.
Wow.
Appreciate the support so much.
Wow.
I only uprooted my pregnant wife and child from Brooklyn to take a job in Boston to be the most hated guy on FM radio. So thanks so much. Take care, Doug.
Yeah!
I heard in honor of Tall Ships, the station is playing Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on repeat all weekend long.
It's just nothing. It's set. This is WAAF, and now 72 hours of Christopher Cross's Grammy-winning song, Sailing.
You guys don't play that song, do you? I tried to pick one the station might play. What's a good ship song that is classic rock?
I don't know, maybe Shipping Up to Boston?
Yes! Let's say hi to him, then. It's Tim Brennan, everybody.
Hi. You know, the WAF giraffe didn't do the station any favors, I don't think.
No, not so much.
But that was their little...
The WAF giraffe. That was the thing, yeah.
That was their logo, the WAF giraffe?
Really? It was a giraffe.
Yeah, we don't know if they're kidding or not now.
Yeah, all right.
Dead serious.
All right. Tim, of course, is a guitar player in Dropkick Murphys.
Thank you.
It's always nice when we run into each other somewhere, especially where you live, and you're not out on the road somewhere else.
Nope, just about to leave.
Well, how soon do you leave, and where are you going?
Wednesday afternoon we leave. We're going to Europe for about 3 weeks to do... it's festival season over there, so we'll do a bunch of the big festival shows, which is cool. We play with bands we would never play with ever. So like the last time we did it, we played like 5 shows with Metallica. So I can say we played with Metallica and things like that. Yeah.
I think in some ways you're as heavy or heavier than Metallica.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard much
you
Metallica
guys more
recently.
Than Metallica, for sure.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, we'll do that. And then we have about a week off, and then we're doing all of the U.S. with Rancid, if you remember them.
Yeah, that's a good lineup.
And yeah, that'll be fun. It's like a co-headlining thing, and that'll be a good time. Gone for a long time, though, but...
All right. Well, maybe we'll run into you somewhere out there the road. I was eyeballing maybe coming to the Milwaukee show.
You got it, man.
All right.
See you
there,
brother.
It'll be fun to see you guys in Milwaukee.
You've seen us in some weird places. You saw us in like Ybor City, Florida, or something like that. That was it.
Oh, yeah. Ybor City, the home of the 50 Cent Giraffe, where it smells like rape and sweat when you get off the airplane.
Among other
I really
things.
Don't mind the sweat smell, but the rape smell really ruins my day.
Is there any chance we can make Tampa 75% less classy and easier to roof and all somebody? Ybor City.
I like the roosters. They got a lot of roosters running around there.
Well,
that's it.
I guess this is just as good a time as any to introduce you.
Yeah.
It's Trey Gallion, everybody.
Killing it. What's up, Boston? Hey. Good to be here. I was born here, Doug. Did you know that?
You were?
Yeah, at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Brighton.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Yep.
It's where I work. Yeah.
We moved when I was two, so it's good to be back, though.
You've been here in between?
No, just driven through.
For reals?
Yeah.
Wow.
Haven't stopped.
This is your first performance in Boston?
Totally.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome home, buddy. Welcome
Thanks,
home.
Man.
Thank you for your service, Trey.
You're welcome.
Hey, wait a second. There's no fathers up here, are there? Oh, you
got
dad?
One. Yeah.
Nick's got kids?
I have a 4-year-old and a 10-day-old.
I think you. Wow.
He's fine. He's taking care of himself. It's fine. I put a Roomba next to him. He's just watching that the whole afternoon. It's fine.
But what about the 10-day-old? The cat looks after him. I think you'd already mentioned having two kids, but I just suddenly like the idea of a bunch of single dudes doing a show on Father's Day, so I need to ask you to leave. But
well, it's been fun, everybody.
But I can't, as we've already noted, I cannot throw you off the stage, so if you choose to stay,
who am I,
there's
Hesh?
Nothing I can do about it. Nice. The listeners of this show don't get a lot of callbacks to previous episodes from the guests because the guests never listen to the show. I've been toying with the idea of just playing an entire game where it's all the answers are exactly the same with a new panel. So all the listeners will know all the answers. And the new panel will be just as dumb as the previous one.
Oh, please do that. Please do that.
And by dumb, I mean they don't know movie trivia. That does not make a person stupid. That makes them just someone I don't want to know.
Wow.
That would be great for Talking Doug, the after show for Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, man, that's not a terrible idea. Doug Loves Minis is sort of that. Who listens to Doug Loves Minis? All right. That's good to hear, because it's just me talking to myself, so it feels like a vast void, and I hope people enjoy it. All right, you guys, we need to know about prize bag stuff, and I think we should start with Trey. I'm going to go
That's
in order
call.
Of who I think brought the best stuff.
That's
Starting
a
with
lot
Trey.
Of pressure, Trey.
Some backhanded wow. bullshit right
I could
right
be working
there.
Up to it or down from it. It could go
No,
away.
All right, we'll start with the little stuff. I brought a barf bag as usual. This is the Delta one that says baby care and feel better. I love the feel better. Makes me laugh.
Don't
every
you
time.
Immediately feel better after you've hurled into a bag
totally.
A bunch of people?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, thank you, Delta.
Also, I mean, I've vomited quite a few times in my life. I think we all have. Can you imagine no splashback from that tiny fucking bag?
No.
Or just tearing straight through it? Yeah.
Oh, this one's kind of plasticky, so you're good. But there's definitely been a couple
it's
I've
way
felt
too
where it's
small.
Like, no way.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, no. Like, the last time I puked on a plane, it was two bags worth.
So you had to grab somebody else's bag?
No, I grabbed the one next to me, yeah.
That's sort of the same thing.
Yeah. But they weren't using it at the time, so I felt like I was, like, you know,
oh,
first come, first served.
It wasn't a mass barfing. You weren't... The in-flight movie wasn't Stand By Me?
No.
Hey, look at the bag. It's basically like the size of like whenever you have like a carnival at school or something. That's like the courtesy popcorn they give you.
Yes.
Like right. It's like there's no way that a human mouth, when it has 5 seconds to reversal of fortune 7 miles up, could aim, like unless you are a barf marksman, there's zero chance you're going to get anything in there.
Well, I mean, I just put it right on the mouth, man. That's how you do that.
I'm definitely making Barf Marksman a hashtag for this episode.
Mission accomplished.
All right, so then I got a copy of my CD in there, and then a Gryffindor patch, and then I got a pair of drumsticks from Matt from the Dirty Heads. Yeah. And then in my tradition of stealing something from whoever I'm staying with, I'm staying with my buddy Ryan, and he ain't there, so I swiped his softball trophy. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you can have that. I marked it off and then just wrote DLM down it, so. And then this is why I was weirded out about the giraffe thing, is he had a book about giraffes that I brought, and so we all signed that on the inside, too. So there you go.
Yeah,
it's good to read these days.
Put all that stuff into whatever you brought it in and pass it down.
Oh, I just brought it in my hands, dude.
All right, well, then come and place it at my feet. Just brought it in my hands. What did you were like in a cab with all that stuff?
Kneel before your dog and place the bounty.
You're like, don't look at me, driver. I'm a recent winner of a drumming competition, and I'm so excited I'm either going to read or throw up.
Yeah. I had it all hid in my jacket.
All right, Nick Stevens, it's your first time bringing stuff for the prize bag, and I feel like you really, really stepped up.
I am not.
You brought a bag that says Mattress Firm on
that's
it.
That's right.
Like, what are they selling at Mattress Firm that fits in a bag that small?
As a resident of Swagistan, I am the Will Rogers of free goodies at a radio station. I have never met a swag that I did not like. They are an advertiser on the radio station, and this bag was hanging just next to the diaper cloths on the way out the door. So I thought, well, why don't I just grab that and use this to bring the prizes today, which include, you tell them I'm coming and I'll kill them all. A John Wick Chapter 2 Funko.
That's no softball trophy, you guys. Come on, calm down.
Funny thing is, John Wick, awesome fucking softball player.
Prove it.
Not a good team player. Great swing.
Is that in the new one?
Does he, like, I mean, I love Keanu Reeves, but, like, couldn't the one from John Wick 1 and John Wick 2 just be the same doll?
No.
He's really changed. His personality, his look changed that much from Wick 1 to Wick 2.
Honey, I noticed another charge of $37 on PayPal. I do not have the second John Wick Funko, dear. You have to completely understand. It's Chapter 2. Things have changed. He's in Italy this time.
Yeah, he probably is wearing a different suit.
Yeah. Totally.
All right, what else you got?
I got a book from a guy that appears on our radio show every now and again. It's called Monsterland. It's about UFOs and monsters and shit. I don't believe any of it either, but... I don't know, if you guys like to read about monsters, that's cool. And inside, we got a Metallica bumper sticker. And, of course, Doug, I thought maybe you might want this, or anyone in the audience. That's a bumper sticker that says GFY, which stands for Go Fuck Yourself, which is the official native greeting, of course, of Massachusetts. Up here, it's a compliment. I got a WAF t-shirt for you guys. You guys can be on Team WAF if you want. And, last but not least, thank you, Doug. I love doing stuff for the New England Patriots. I'm a big Pats fan. Anyone else a Pats fan in the house?
I love that I got the people that live in Boston and don't give a shit about the Pats.
Come on.
Contingent in the crowd.
Here's a t-shirt that I
bunch
made
of
with
nerds.
Little Bill Belichick, let's party. Because when you think having a good time, you think Bill Belichick. And now we're on to Cincinnati. Thanks,
all right,
Doug.
So yeah, throw that all back in your Mattress Firm bag and
yeah, I was gonna say, and the coup de grace fucking Mattress Firm bag.
Well, yeah, they gave me the Tom Brady mattress, which was kinda cool actually. It's one of those black diamond ones, you know, when he looks like sexy. He looks like John Wick in a hotel.
He's a good looking man. I'll tell you.
He's on everyone's hall pass list in this room, and if you say otherwise, you're full of shit.
I'd make out with him. I wouldn't fuck him, though. Ah, Timmy flinched. Timmy flinched.
Why you don't dig on guys who eat foods named after Angelina Jolie's kids, like spirulina and quinoa and all that shit?
Is that for real?
No, Tom Brady eats like angel wings and ghost feathers and stuff. He doesn't eat real human food.
He eats Angelina Jolie's babies.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast? Yeah.
You know those knitted hats he likes to wear?
Yeah.
That's just his hair.
What?
Yeah, he's got a really cool stylist that really can turn his hair into anything.
All right, stop, you guys.
He doesn't even wear a helmet in games. That's just his hair.
He's not a real person, I'm telling you.
Tim, what do you got for the bag?
We met Tom Brady once. We did, a charity event with Tom Brady, and I got my picture with him. And not only is that guy ultra handsome, but in the picture, he's standing there being Tom Brady handsome, and I'm mid-sentence like... So it's on the fridge.
Is it cool if I just... I am now one step closer to Tom Brady. Thank you.
That's right. What do I have? Okay, so here I have a vinyl copy of our newer album. It's a limited edition beer bottle brown vinyl, and it says PB on it because this was supposed to go to my brother, but he was too lazy to go to the post office to go pick it up after he missed the delivery, so they sent it back to me. So that's going to you guys. I took care of him.
That's way cooler than a softball trophy.
Your brother's name is Peanut Butter?
Incidentally, yeah, it is. There's a guy here that can confirm that, actually. I got another Dropkicks thing. This is a signed by everybody. Our last record that came out in 2014 with Rose Tattoo on it. When the Boston bombing happened, we released a charity single where Bruce Springsteen did the vocals for that song, and this is not that charity single. At one point in my life, I was born in Hartford, Connecticut. Thank you. At one point in my life, I was given this to commemorate our long-gone professional team, the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah. I knew that would go over big.
I look terrible in a hockey sweater. So somebody here is going to get it.
When is the last time a hockey franchise that couldn't sell out an 8,000-seat arena got a round of applause?
Yeah, where were you back then?
Yeah. Oh, no, they took fucking Hartford away. What am I going to do without the Whale? Go on, just fine.
People.
I love that at one point they were thinking about building the new Patriots Stadium in Hartford, essentially making them the Hartford Patriots, which is the worst sounding thing ever. Luckily, it didn't happen. But, okay, I have just two more things here. Okay. Now more than ever.
Wait, that wasn't the last thing?
No.
Holy now more shit, than ever. Does your band close with the slowest song?
I'm gonna... Yeah. We do, actually.
Why would you do Ship It Up
it's
to Boston in the middle of the
set? It's a
real
long end of the night number. No, two things I'll blast through real quick. Now more than ever, we need these stickers that promote Tom Hanks for president.
Yes!
And then...
David S. Pumpkins for
yeah,
president.
Exactly. And then the final thing, the stupidest thing I've ever had in my hands in my life, this ridiculous piece of
machinery. Oh, shit! It's our first fidget widget spinner.
Get it out of here.
Fidget widget.
At least you did it in anger.
In the true New Englander way.
I've never even touched a fidget spinner.
Good thing we're not in Germany. Yeah, they just confiscated 35 million pounds of fidget spinners and destroyed them.
Maybe you'll get it, buddy.
No joke.
Maybe someone will give it to you. Here you go, Doug.
Wait, so are you supposed... You got to get good at it, or you're supposed to be able to do it immediately?
It's... As far as I can tell, it only does one goddamn thing, so...
I'll take things I said the first time I had sex for $600, Alex.
Well, if you just go like that, that's easy, but...
Ooh, professional fidget spinner right there.
Well, I, you know, I got to give it resume. Credit that it's not like, I thought it was just, you just put it on your finger and spun it and it would just balance because it's spinning.
Sure.
Is it the
but no, but you
got to
put some effort in.
It's true.
No, no need for that.
Really
that's a
out.
Modern day yo-yo for the millennials there.
Yeah, I don't, I just, it's so funny how ubiquitous they became. And
I don't get it. I really don't get it.
And it's broke.
That's a thing they never break.
Fucking, they don't have this rule at this club. You can't. You can fucking smash a fidget spinner if you want to.
Smash it. Smash it.
I don't even know. I think stomping on it wouldn't do anything to it.
I'm telling you, they're indestructible, and they're going to be here forever.
Yeah, wasn't the movie WALL-E just about all the fidget spinners that we live with in the future?
If you go back and look at Idiocracy, yeah. Everybody in the background is sitting there spinning.
Yup.
Spinning
that's
a
right.
thing on there.
Brando, it's got what plants need.
There's a guy back here.
There's a line from the movie.
There's a guy with a poster that's so ready to hold it up.
No, yeah, he's
ready.
Like
he's
he just
in the
won't
pantsy.
He's not putting it down until it's time. Yeah, he's yeah, I see it.
Sir, a lot of people suffer from premature posturbation. You may just want to.
I just want to ask my panel a question before we get to that part. And of course, that question is, what was the last movie you saw? Who wants to go first?
Anyone? This morning I saw, I haven't finished it yet, I started watching Inception for the first time.
Oh.
I've actually never seen that all the way through, so no spoilers, people.
Well, I will say that, you know, something to look for is whether or not the fidget spinner stops.
I did read something about that in the end of the movie.
Ah! The words were literally like, elevator door is opening, step out words, and Doug nailed it.
Oh, I set that one right up for you comedians.
But I also really, truly didn't want to spoil the movie for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I know what everyone
But you're liking that. What you've seen so far? And
yeah, and actually, you know, it's funny, and I don't mean to bring up how I think a man is handsome twice in one episode. But today is the first time I've ever seen Leonardo DiCaprio come on screen, and I've gone, well.
No, I get it.
No, yeah, I'd fuck him, too. You know? Yeah, I would straight fuck him.
Before that, I was always like, he's too much of a little boy-looking guy to play an actual man. And then I tell you, he walked into a room in Inception and,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that movie's a real dreamboat.
You saw that and you're like, now I'm kind of jealous of the bear.
The Bear of Wall Street. So,
coming summer 2017.
Trey, what was the last movie you saw? Because I've seen you for the last 24 hours. I don't think, I mean, not all of it, but
The
anyway,
Green Inferno for the third time.
Answer the question. Where? How'd you watch it?
On fucking Ryan's DVR or whatever. The magic box.
The guy who's placed
your peanut butter sandwich in it right now.
Now, have you guys seen The Green Inferno?
Green Inferno.
It's an incredibly disturbing Eli Roth movie. And
it's really funny, actually.
Trey thinks it's hilarious.
No, home dude there thinks it's funny, too. Lady in the back thinks it's funny, too.
Okay, do you see a pattern developing where everything you think is hilarious, two or three people agree with you?
No, yeah, that's why I'm trying to get more people to agree with me, but it's not working. It was so funny. Like the plane
You
crash
really like was, awful things happening to people, I think.
Yeah, well, it's a really cheesy horror, yeah, and it's very gory.
Like the Home Alone movies, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I love. Yeah,
man.
Yeah, anytime somebody gets smacked with something or yes, yeah, it's all fucking slapstick shit. I love it. What was the one where they were all stuck in the house and the girl put the planks with the nails and the dude came through? Yeah, I love that. Cracks me up.
I seem.
Are we gonna have to talk about The Lobster again? That's safe. It's been. Who's seen The Lobster? Oh, that's okay. All right. So this isn't gonna spoil anything. That's been out long enough, right? What?
Oh, you're gonna say a part of it that you think is funny and see if they agree?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the opening fucking scene, man. When it's just the car windshield in the rain, pulls up to the field with the Shetland ponies in it, homegirl just gets out of the car, walks straight up to a Shetland pony, shoots it in the fucking head without even thinking about it, and then just turns around and gets back in her car and drives off.
Yeah, and he's laughing.
Ass off.
He's laughing at that. And I'm like, why did that woman just shoot a fucking cute pony in the head?
Because ponies are bullshit.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck did that pony do to her to make her that vindictive that she just walked up without even thinking, not crying, didn't even blink, and just boom, and then turned around and got in her car? It had to be something fucking worth me laughing at, is how it broke down in my brain.
So weird.
Thank you.
See,
I get it,
the guys.
I'm not alone. That's all I need to know that I'm not alone. I appreciate that.
Yeah, all you need is one other weirdo to not be alone.
Exactly, I guess.
That two or three has dwindled down to one now as far as but see, people that understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, you had everybody at the, it's hilarious when some bizarre native tribe boils and eats humans, but you lost everyone at pony murder.
Well, Green Inferno is so much more than that. I mean, there's really a lot of great seeds in there.
All right, who hasn't answered the question yet? Nick?
I have not seen a ton of movies for the longest time until the baby was born, and now all of a sudden all I do is watch movies. So this past week alone, I've seen four movies. I'll tell those midnight feedings. Yesterday, I saw, because this is what exactly I wanted to see, Captain Underpants. So, yeah, I'm a grown man in his 40s.
You went to a movie theater? Isn't that in theaters?
I did. I took my four-year-old to go see Captain Underpants. And now I can proudly say that I have seen more movies with Nick Kroll as the voice of an animated creature thing than I have any other actor in the last 5 years. Welcome to Dad Life, everybody.
Yeah, Nick Kroll's killing it in the voice
department. And he's fantastic in it, too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The movie's great. If
I hear it's good, I'll watch it on a plane.
Exactly. It's a perfect plane movie. I kind of wish I was high as a kite when I saw it. It probably would have been awesome because the word fart was used more than 10 times, and that's my prerequisite for excellent Saturday afternoon fare.
I'm really high right now, and I didn't laugh at that one time you just said it.
Yeah, that's gross.
Wait till
farting
you get to
is gross, man.
Yeah, fart gross. Eating people, pony murder.
Fucking hilarious, man.
And the other night I saw, during some 2 or 3 a.m. fever dream of feeding a tiny baby person, Independence Day, what's it called, the new one?
Resurgence.
Holy shit. Wow. I've never rooted for the aliens more in my life. Wow. What the fuck does Roland Emmerich have against Earth? He just wants to keep destroying planets. He's tried in 5 different movies. One day, I guess, he'll get it right, and then that'll be the end. Just like 75 minutes in, it'll be like, he'll finally destroy the Earth, and it'll be like, and here's 45 minutes of credits, because that's how long it took all the CGI people to get it right. It's really not good.
That's his jam. That's just what he does, and I've never liked it, and I never will. What's his best movie? What's the best Roland Emmerich?
Wow. That's like saying, what's your favorite Nickelback album?
All right, if you want to answer that question first. he does a good job with the making things all get destroyed, but I'm just not a fan of that genre, really.
Oh, and I saw about 80% the other night during at like 3 in the morning of Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. No, they don't. They need a scriptwriter. Holy shit.
Yeah, it did sort of feel like they're just like, hey guys, be funny and loud and yell a lot and then punch each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like both those guys a lot, but that movie was a little strenuous.
Yeah, no, the Zephron is almost too beautiful to look at. Like, you can turn to stone when you see him. And Adam Devine, just like, you can scream all you want, man. It's not going to take away from the fact that this movie is all 13 Reasons Why. Whew. Oh, sorry.
Holy shit, did that just happen? I was like, it's Father's Day. Why hasn't suicide come up yet? Oh, it has? This is the second time? All right, well, I should pay better attention. I'm just distracted by things. What's this thing on the stage that's got the Doug Loves Movies logo on it? It says, this is Doug Loves Movies' very own trivia book. And it's by Screwy33. And what happens when I open it up?
Don't!
It's just some trivia?
Just some trivia.
Just some trivia.
And it's just fun for me to do it? All right.
It's like a crossword on the plane.
Oh, and then there's like a businessy card in here. All right.
Worked, dude. Worked. You're in.
I will check it out. I will check it out. Trey and I are going to a concert tonight, and it'll be great to have something to just look at.
I'm something looking forward to that.
Yeah. I feel like our set went great, except there are these two guys in the back just leafing through this trivia book. What happened?
That'll tank it for you, man. I'll tell you what.
I think it'll just be a great way to meet people. Like, this is the sign I'd hold up if I was picking myself up at the airport. So thank you for that, Screwy. And I'll put it right here, and that's a great place to forget about it. So if I walk off the stage without it, somebody please remind me. All right, you guys. I got to tell Bert Kreischer to turn the show off. This is when it gets dark for him and confusing and sad.
Let the games begin!
What?
Lots of amazing name tags, you guys, to choose from. If you're into liquor and bubblegum cigarettes, that's an option. But also just the hard work of people who make tremendous, huge, and colorful signs. So while you guys go pick, go grab the one you want to play for, and while you do that, we're going to go to this brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
Sweet.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our good pals at Squarespace. Whatever your next big idea might be, count on Squarespace to help you create an eye-catching online platform that brings it to life. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to look like an expert right from the start. You even get a unique domain, which strengthens your brand and makes it easier for visitors to find you. Plus, with Squarespace's award-winning templates, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. You can add and arrange content and features with the click of a mouse. And there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Though if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support can help you with any problem, no matter how technical or trivial seeming. Think of them as your very own IT department. So make your next move and start your free trial at squarespace.com today. Enter the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's D-O-U-G, Doug. Today's show is also brought to you in part by Audible. Audible has the best audiobook performances, an unmatched selection, and the most exclusive content. Need a recommendation? How about The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? Doug digs the movie, and I bet the book is great too. If you're listening to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo on Audible, you'd experience things like the hair raising on the back of your neck or goosebumps. Because with an Audible mystery performance so powerful, you could feel the suspense anywhere. Start a 30-day trial of your first Audible book is free. Learn more at audible.com/doug. That's audible.com/doug. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. You guys all really scoured the room and gave everybody a fighting chance. And thanks again to everybody for making those. But let's see who got chosen ultimately. Trey, I believe he picked his more on personality than design, but you explain yourself.
Totally. She was the one that said she laughed at Green Inferno. So I was like, I'm picking your poster, lady.
All right, now you have to defend it. What does it say and why?
Tom Reavers, they'll slam you to hell, and her face is totally in your girl crotch.
Okay, so I like it.
Yeah.
I've got a, oh no!
Did the Tito's break?
No, it hit his beer glass.
Like the fidget spinner.
Yes, please, thank you. Look at that, magical.
Here comes some drinks. Thank you so much.
You just snuck up to us, Dougies.
Thanks, man.
Your last name is Slammin'? Your real last name, not your stripper last name.
My last name is Slammin'. That's how awesome it is. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's Slammin'. What? Your name is Bree Slammin'?
Bree Slammin'. I'm old Bree Slammin'.
Radio show, stripper, seriously, what's going on with that name?
Bree Slammin' sounds like a fish-based cheese.
What are you, a fish cheese?
That's a sharp cheddar.
The omega-3s in this double cream are off the charts.
All right, well, it's good for you two that you worked it out. He's not going to win you the prize bag, so I hope you have a good shithead on there.
I mean, probably not, Bree, but you never know.
You never know. Tim, what do you got?
I got Nat Thing You Do. One, I'm a big fan of the flick, obviously. Hanks. That's not Hanks's face, obviously. But Mark Wahlberg is all the guys in the band, but I think my favorite part, Doug, is how well this picture of your face fits on Liv Tyler's body.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. It's weirdly perfect. So that's what we got
there. I like that.
That's a good one.
It's an underrated movie, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty watchable. I mean, that poster is pretty puntastic, but that's a watchable movie.
It's probably the best movie that has the same song in it over and over again.
Certainly. As somebody who's a musician himself, I appreciate the fact that he made the actors learn how to play the songs in order to do it. There's nothing worse. I was watching that Hendrix movie with Andre 3000 in it, and he's like... during Purple Haze, and it's like, I can't do it. So I'm gonna let the
listeners wonder what you did.
I'm not playing to the listeners.
It was weird how you held the mic and the poster and somehow tickled your butthole, but
see how fast I did it too.
All right, what do you got there, bottle dropper?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, I only had one butt.
This is the Lego Mattman name tag. I searched far and wide. There were some amazing name tags out there, but this movie is awesome, number one. I'll go with anything Batman. And as a Batman fan, RIP Adam West, look at this. This is two tiny Batmobiles on top full of artisanal vodka. How does a Batman fan not pick a name tag that has two tiny Batmobiles full of vodka?
Now is not the time for vodka, Doctor. That comes later.
Did you do his voice in Lego Batman movie? It's definitely a name tag I would have chosen, because not only is it Lego Batman, but also the artisanal vodka you refer to is Tito's handmade vodka. And I'm a big fan and supporter, and I think they support me as well.
I think you could say that my selection was on brand.
Yeah, very much so. But I'm glad that worked out, because usually the guests, are looking for stuff that appeals to them, You're not going to drink that vodka, are you?
I'm driving, so yes. I shall offer it to you as tribute, Douglas.
That's all I'm saying is just give me the vodka. So... The first game we're going to play today is Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game.
Ooh, all right.
You have to buzz in with your own name when you think you know the actor or actress who's best known for. I am reading from at the top of their IMDb page. Negative point if you buzz in and get it wrong, so slow your roll. Any questions?
About the game? No. Life? Yes.
All right, here's the first round. Titanic. You guys are right. There's
Trey.
A bunch of people in that. There's a bunch of people in
that. Bunch of people in that movie.
But you said Trey?
Yeah.
You're going for it?
Yeah.
All right. What do you got? Negative 1 point.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What's that?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Yeah.
It was either that or Billy Zane.
Could it be Billy Zane?
All right, here's the next name. Trey, you're out for now. Back to the Future.
Tim.
Tim?
Billy Zane.
That's correct.
Nailed it! The best part was when you just stepped over Trey's dead body to collect your Oscar.
Oh, dude. Fucking kid.
Hold on, who is Billy Zane in Back to the Future?
He's one of the shithead buddies of Biff.
It's true, but hang on, because before we muddy the waters with more talk of Billy Zane, we have to.
That's some muddy
which makes
water.
The water very muddy. Yeah,
very muddy.
Fucking talk about Billy Zane. But no, we got to see if Tim can guess two more Billy Zane titles that would be in his best known for on IMDb for bonus points. So give me two titles, two Billy Zane classics.
Zoolander.
And one more.
And, oh, what's that one that he's the star of? Son of a Gun.
What are you doing, Nick?
Yeah. I can't think of the name of the other one.
All right.
What's another? I can't think of the name
that's
of the
cool.
other one.
That's cool. It's all right to pass.
The Phantom?
Wait, hang on a second. What's happening? I'll run the whole game. You don't have to.
Slow your roll. He said it.
Fucking radio
said
guys.
It right out of the gate. Slow your roll.
Worst contestant ever.
Time for a commercial break.
For the third slot, IMDb went with Back to the Future Part 2. Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, that would have kind of jumped out at
Moron
some people.
That scene.
And then, of course, for his fourth title, it is The Phantom.
Phantom. That's yeah, the yeah. one I was trying to think of.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I
hold
didn't
on.
See.
Hold up until the reveal on these so we can all have fun. It's all about fun, you guys. I get angry in the name of fun.
This is business. This isn't personal.
I understand.
But Nick, you're in second place right now because Tim has 1 point, and you have no points, and Trey has negative 1 point.
Fucking Billy Zane, man. It's cool.
You know, there's a lot of reasons.
That in this life.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to be mad at Billy Zane, but it's not his fault that you did that.
No.
The first title of this person's top four, Titanic.
Fool me once.
Nick. Okay, Nick is buzzing in, risking losing his no points.
Bill Paxton.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Ooh.
I like this ballsy playing, though. Could be fun to see if you both get down into like negative double digits. Here's the second title. Misery.
Tim.
Who is it, Tim?
Her name... Kathy Bates.
That's right! All right, we're back in the same spot again. Tim can get two more points for naming two more Kathy Bates movies.
Wasn't she in Dolores Claiborne?
Maybe. Yeah.
And,
what else?
And she's most famous for. That's tough. I'll just throw About Schmidt in there.
Okay.
That was a tough one for Kathy Bates fans.
Yeah, well, no, that's the third one. That's About Schmidt is correct.
Dick. Tim is killing me.
But then the other one that immediately jumps to mind if you dislike annoying movies, Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, mixed reaction from the crowd on that. I thought the crowd would have my back more on Father's Day. Come on, you guys. Let's uphold the patriarchy.
It was a rough scene for everybody.
What one?
About Schmidt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The scene where somebody took her parking space, she got mad.
Pissed.
Oh, no, that's fried green tomatoes. All right, so Tim is just flying way into the lead with the three, so I guess you guys keep up your strategy of just swinging early and seeing what happens.
I even held out on that one. I was
just
like,
to try to catch up.
I was like, was Khan in fucking Titanic? No way he was in Titanic. All right.
So Trey and Nick both have negative one. Here we go. Here's the next round. Titanic. Okay, I thought you'd go for it, but I'll go ahead and say the next title, and then Tim will say Tim.
Trey.
And Tim will. Oh, Trey, what do you got, Trey?
Oh shit, man.
It's weird under pressure.
Fucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
Incorrect.
I'm not even going to say who I'm thinking next.
All right. Let me watch Tim's mouth. Apollo 13.
Tim.
He already said Tim.
Bill Paxton.
That's correct.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
All right. There's really no point in this, but if you want to name two more,
I'll say Twister.
Okay.
And Weird Science.
Oh, both popular choices, I think, but they went with Aliens and Edge of Tomorrow.
All right.
Weird. Yeah. Live, Die, Repeat.
Thanks for nothing, IMDb.
For real.
Yeah. But let me do one more. You won that game, Tim. But let me do one more Trey only round.
Oh, fuck, really?
Got it.
Okay, here we go. Titanic.
Trey. Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's only you. You could have listened to the next title.
You could have let him go to 10 titles if you wanted to.
Seriously.
He would have been like Inception. The Departed.
We could have had Celine Dion come in and play the entirety of My Heart Will Go On and read all the credits, and you still would have had a chance.
So that's your answer?
Yes.
Please be Kate Winslet.
Incorrect. Kate Winslet.
Oh, fuck,
do
man.
I get a point for that one, too?
Killing it.
And of course, all of the rounds started with Titanic in tribute to tall ships.
Tall ships. Wide ships. Boston's wide ships.
Sail Boston, everybody. Sail Boston. Now let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
All right.
I just got word that yesterday's episode that we taped right here at Laugh Boston is now available on the internet. Yeah.
Don't you people right here dare go and download and start listening to that now. That'd be awkward.
Or incredible. Could be like Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Could be some real meta stuff.
You know, could be some really interesting shit listening to yesterday and today at the same time.
What if we just said exactly what they were saying yesterday? Every word of it.
Because who would remember that?
The internet, apparently.
I saw yesterday's show. I thought it was a fantastic DLM.
Well, don't, you know.
We weren't arguing
people,
the
don't convince
quality
these folks that are
the,
here now to just yeah, jump up and run today? Out and listen to yesterday's show.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, man.
Nick. Oh, wrong game. Sorry.
Yeah, this
Billy
one I'll
Zane.
Just I'll just go to you individually with a request to answer. Whose tagline is it anyway? The premise is there's lots of movies with taglines. Not very easy to figure out which ones belong to which a lot of the times. And so since Tim won that game, we're going to go to him first, and then we'll go to Nick because, let's face it, Trey's just hanging out.
Sorry, Bree. I'll come tip you at work later.
Do you accept cheese?
Yeah.
I'm a cheese tipper. I just put down a little...
Oh, I got some aged cheddar back at Ryan's place.
I just put down a little triangle of laughing cow cheese after a nice table dance. Wait, where do you work?
Bree Slammin' loves fish cheese and dancing around her room in her underwear.
Right.
You're right. Mike Madonna, indeed.
I remember indeed. That was my favorite part of Evita.
All right, so... so we'll start with Nick, and then we'll... start with Tim, then we'll go to Nick, and then to Trey. Just straight up, I'm asking you individually, so don't answer unless I'm asking you. Tim, what movie has a tagline? Her legend is just beginning. Siri just said to me, sorry, I didn't get that.
Stupid
Not
Siri.
Not talking to you.
Her legend is just beginning. Oh.
You know what I hate about you know what Naomi Campbell hates about having Siri as an assistant?
What's that?
You can't throw your phone at Siri. You could just throw Siri.
Because she's like in your phone.
That Naomi Campbell thing, how long ago did that happen, Nick? We talked about it on VH1, that Naomi Campbell throwing her phone.
Oh,
at her
yeah,
assistant.
That's right. 15 she threw her phone. That was in the same episode that Russell Crowe threw a phone at someone at a hotel.
Yeah, it was a whole thing going on with the throne phoning.
It was 40 wackiest celebrity phone throws.
You said throne phoning.
Throne phoning.
I did. That was that
hashtag was throne phoning.
Throne phoning.
Wasn't that the second hit by Chumbawamba after Tub Thumping?
Throne foeing sounds like what happens if you eat too much pho. You throw up and you mispronounce it. All right, so
okay.
let's start
I'm
with
taking
Tim.
A wild stab
Take
on this
Take a stab
one.
At it.
I'm going to say her legend is just beginning.
Her legend is just beginning.
I don't know, Laura Croft, Tomb Raider.
Okay, that's incorrect.
Thanks, everybody.
But it's not a terrible guess. What do you think there?
Billy Zane.
What do you think, Nick?
Whew, I have two choices. One is a throwback, and one is very contemporary.
Well,
I'm going to just be Captain Obvious and go with The Legend of Billie Jean.
Okay.
And I know it's very wrong.
Yes, you are dismissed, Captain. Trey? Her legend is just beginning.
The new Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman would yep. be what it's called.
Wonder Woman.
They don't call it the new Wonder Woman.
Attaboy.
You're going to nitpick me now?
I am going to nitpick you always.
Did I win, though?
What's your answer?
Wonder Woman.
No.
Damn it.
Answer is Supergirl.
Yes.
Played by the actress who starred in The Legend of Billie Jean, so it was as close as you could get without getting it right.
Half a point.
Helen Slater was hot stuff.
She looked all right. She even had that silly shorty haircut in Billie Jean, and I liked it.
Yeah, rage. And
but then when she put on that Supergirl shit, I was in. I'd call her. She's a good Supergirl. The movie wasn't so good. All right, so we start back with Tim again. Oh. Yeah, you get to go first every time in this until somebody gets one right.
Uh-huh.
And then all hell breaks loose. Blake's Roos.
You're killing it.
I'm really having trouble with it.
Throne-foeing. Lake Spruce.
Born to fight, trained to kill. Starting with Tim.
Born to fight, trained to kill. Oh, my God. I don't know. Enter the Dragon.
Okay.
That guy was born to fight and trained to kill. So
yeah, I mean, I wish I could give points for...
We're saying
the
true statements.
The tagline might apply to more than one movie.
I thought that's how the game went.
So I've only got one movie written down, so that's incorrect.
Well, I'm supposed to read your mind now?
Yep, that's the idea. Nick?
Got it.
What is it?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Trey?
Trey, what is Barf Marksman?
Hashtag Barf Marksman.
And the correct title of that is Fault in Our Stars, the movie. Just for future reference. Trey?
Universal Soldier.
No. That was the tagline for Elektra.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
Elektra, starring Mrs. Ben Affleck.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I thought we had collectively agreed to move on from that. That was...
I just didn't like the part where Jennifer Camera is fighting somebody and turns to the camera and says, "What's in your wallet?" I'm like, come on, lady. How much money do you have to make, lady? All right, let's start with Tim again. I think you guys will get one of these. I feel good about this.
Really?
Tim, the last thing she ever expected was to be a hero.
Say Wonder Woman, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where my brain's going now. Last thing she ever expected was to be a hero. Oh, God. I don't know. Wonder Woman.
No.
I got Nick. In your brain, dude. I got in your head.
Nick.
You just gave me an easy way out of that one.
Got it.
What is it?
The Crying Game.
No. Yes, but no. Trey.
Mr. Mom.
So this is pretty interesting how a little learning curve there is with you guys. The answer is The Legend of Billie Jean.
Oh, mother...
Son of a bitch!
Ah, we can't afford to be innocent. Stand up and face the enemy, Nick. It is a do-or-die situation.
Would they still play that on your classic rock station? Does that count?
I request it every day. My program director always keeps coming back saying no.
That's a very invigorating tune. All right, well, since everybody's got zero...
Wow.
We might as well do the tiebreaker. Starting with Tim. So if anyone gets this one right, you win this game. Tim, the future of justice begins with her. Come on, Trey. I thought you were going to hang out. There's no reason to leave.
I'm not going to play. Just going to hang.
Is it not The Legend of Billie Jean Part 2?
Did they make a Part 2?
No, I don't know.
That's your guess?
Yeah, that's my guess.
All right. Nick?
Wonder Woman.
That's correct.
Oh, son of a gun!
Fucking dick!
You're like, he couldn't mess with you that much that he would do that to you. but he would.
The Trey walk-off easily is the highlight of today's show. I'm sorry everyone at home could not get to see the second he heard that tagline come up. Just take his walk of shame down the hall.
Yeah, and that didn't, Tim didn't think, oh, he's upset because it's finally Wonder Woman.
If you think that I remembered at this point what he had been spouting off over there, I'm really trying to play the game. These two clowns are all messing around. I'm trying to win, goddammit.
He talked you into saying Wonder Woman in an earlier round.
Exactly.
I didn't think either of you could be such dicks.
What? All right. Sorry, Bree.
You have underestimated me greatly.
Stop doing that.
That wasn't Bane voice. That was just terrible villain voice. Sorry.
Now what are you trying to say about me? I saw a tweet today. Somebody watched Lego Batman with their nephew, and then the kid was, I don't know, let's say 37. And no, it was like a kid. I don't know how young, because it would be too precocious to call him 8 or 10, I think. Let's say he's 12. He said, watching the movie to his parental guider, is that the guy, is that Bane doing Bane? And, you know, he was kind of right. It was a Bane impression. Anyway.
When I go home and tell my four-year-old that I was on a show with the voice of Bane from Lego Batman, I will be the coolest dad of all time.
To a four-year-old?
Yep.
Okay.
But I forgot to mention he is easily impressible.
Do you do your Bane impression for him?
Now is not the time for dinner. That comes later. I lurk in the shadows, young Thomas. Thomas has been praying to a false idol.
Trey is out again. He is just making the best of the exit take.
I finished you once. Now is the time for the bed.
Fucking radio guys, man.
Come on now. Get to the chopper. Come on. Let's finish the show. Doug loves movies. Yeah.
Now, does he say get to the chopper often, or is it just in Predator?
I think it's just in Predator.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a quote from Predator. Yeah. I always saw when people say, like, get to the chopper, they were just genericizing his entire oeuvre.
Right.
By just saying that, you know, what movie is he not running towards a chopper and telling people that that's probably the best move at that point.
Well, is the grab my hand a legitimate one, or is that another one that's only in one movie?
Yeah, that's just in one movie. Why would you say grab my hand in every movie?
I don't know. I'm just trying to break this down some more. I'll leave.
What? No.
What's the most uttered line in movie history?
Galion is French for I gotta take off. What was the question?
The most uttered line in movie history?
Oh, that would be... Oh, fuck. It's.
I think it's oh, fuck.
I love you, too.
Let's get out of here.
Oh. That's what I say right before, let's get out of here. I love you too, let's get out of here. But that's very interesting.
Just a trivia, sorry.
But we've got it, we're on a tight schedule here at Laugh Boston because they've got a performance of Shakespeare Shits Himself coming up.
He literally shits himself on stage. It's awesome if you haven't seen it.
It's shit-faced Shakespeare. That's what it's called. But anyway, so we got to get through our final game of the day, and it is Last Man Stanton.
All right. All right.
Lots of lovely Bostonians reached out today to me and yesterday and for the last few months to suggest that they have the perfect name for Last Man Stanton, and I can only select one person, and you know everybody tries in their own way to convince me, but I just felt bad for this person because I thought their Twitter name was unfortunate. Where is Welcome Tumors?
Sheepish raising her right hand down front.
It was only me and Bree laughing at that.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait. I'm sorry. Welcome to Mars is her name. Her name is not Welcome Tumors. It's Welcome to Mars. So I apologize for that.
Easy mix up.
And but you do have a suggestion for us?
Yes, I do. Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. Ooh. That is a, I think I've played that one in the past, if not Douglas Movies in a mini episode. But guys, who ended up saying Wonder Woman?
Nick.
All right. So Nick, you get to go first, and then we'll go to Tim and Trey, and then me. I like to play along. That's why I didn't know what the name would be ahead of time. That's right. We haven't talked before, have we? Welcome Tumors. It's clear I do not know Welcome Tumors. I would stop calling her that.
It's a family name.
My father had Welcome Tumors. My mother, like his father's father. We brought the tumors over on a boat.
My brother Welcome Tumors. We call him Sully.
Yeah, say hello to my friends, Fitzy, Sully, Murph, and Tumors. Let's get the fuck out of here, dude.
Trey, that's your cue to get out of here.
Bye.
What do you want to do? Chop me up and feed me to the tumors?
It's not a tumors. It's to Mars, where I went in Total Recall.
I'm having a baby. Dana. Come on, Cohagen, give the people their air. I'm going to be on a cooking show. Get to Chopped. Who hears the chopper? Come on, what's in the basket? Get the Chopped.
Jesus.
That is so funny.
All right. Let's, you know, you get a lifeline, you get to go to the person whose name tag you chose, you get to go to them once, and we don't have a lot of time here, so he seems cool and collected. He didn't drink any of the Tito's, I guess. All right, Nick, start us off. Films of Steve Buscemi.
Billy Madison.
Whoa. Yeah, people are impressed.
Fargo.
Yes, of course.
The Big Lebowski.
They put him in a wood chopper. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
I'll try to do a quote from each of these films with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What if the dude was played by Schwarzenegger instead of Bridges?
Hey, what the fuck, man? That's
say,
like your opinion.
When he spills the beer on himself, just gah, ah.
My stupid pen's dying, so I'm just gonna have to remember. I'm gonna say Trees Lounge, and a line from that movie is, "You can't stay in this lounge. Get to the chopper and out of the lounge."
I have to name somebody else in Trees Lounge.
What? Oh. No. You don't understand this game.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Sorry, sir. I'm
He's all class. Up to speed.
No, but seriously, who else is in Trees Lounge or you're out?
New game.
Another Steve Buscemi.
He wrote it and directed Trees Lounge, I think.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Another Steve Buscemi movie. Oh, God. Why am I freezing?
You can do it.
Buscemi. Oh.
Just get Boardwalk Empire out of your head.
The greatest movie ever made. Con Air.
Oh, of course.
That's right.
He's good as a villain. I mean,
yeah, he's a good villain.
What was I gonna say? Mr. Deeds.
Mm-hmm. Try.
Big Daddy.
Okay.
I can't keep track of which ones he's in. He's in like a lot of Sandler movies.
I forgot for what we've already said already, honestly.
No, it's cool.
Hey, are they allowed to throw donuts on stage?
Oh, that's interesting. Now that you mentioned, are you hungry?
Well, yeah, I've been staring at that huge box flavor, of Dunkin' Donuts.
What
like,
flavor?
All show. Oh, holy shit.
But I want, no. Sit in your seat.
Yeah, all right.
Throw the donut at him. That is the price to pay.
No, you did
chocolate. Which one do you want, Trey?
A chocolate.
Which one do you want? Chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay, throw something chocolate at him. And do not hit the... well, you can have someone else... Jesus.
Yeah. Ah! I ain't gonna drop a donut.
That was... Yeah, thank goodness you don't drop a donut. Because if it hit any... the white part of that backdrop, I would have probably put it come out of my check. All right, so I was going to say, before that happened, the Steve Buscemi film, how about Living in Oblivion?
Ooh, that is a
You don't beautiful. Have to clap for it.
All right, I'm going to go Lifeline.
Whoa.
What's that? Oh, thank you very much, Lifeline. Yeah. Ghost World.
Yeah, that is a
thank
good one.
Thank you.
That's a very good one.
Thanks for buying me a minute.
Reservoir Dogs.
Of course. What the fuck is
Thank
wrong with
you?
Us?
I made it myself.
Trey?
The Water Boy.
Okay.
Is he the Water Boy?
Mm-hmm. I'll go with Pulp Fiction.
Happy Gilmore.
I don't think he was in that one.
He's not.
Nice try, though, Nick. Thank you for being here.
Between grief and nothing, I'll take grief.
Tim?
Big Fish. He really was just a big fish.
I forgot we were doing that.
Yeah.
Let me do a line from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it's a $5 shake. I have some of your tasty beverage to wash it down.
Trey.
Speed
round.
Bree.
Armageddon.
Oh, Armageddon. No shit, Armageddon.
Yeah, but the next round, you're going to be saying, I'm getting out of here.
Yup.
I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here. Out of here.
That is kind of fun.
I'm a pregnant man. I'm having a baby. I am versatile.
All right, I got to go with Barton Fink. Yeah, of course. Tim?
I'm going to use my lifeline.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. I like it.
Monsters, Inc. Thank you.
Trey.
Oh, fuck, man.
Come on.
Monster University?
That's right.
Yeah!
Wow. Don't call it a comeback.
Miller's Crossing.
What is all the ruckus? Come on, old Danny boy.
Tim, have you used your lifeline yet?
I did. I did on Monsters, Inc. I did, yeah.
Okay. So you got anything else?
Wasn't he in Coffee and Cigarettes?
It feels like he would have been.
I'm pretty sure he was.
All right. I'll take
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, we're getting yups. Yeah, thank
there you.
You.
Go.
And you used your lifeline, right, Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, man.
She might be Armageddon.
No, I know. I know he was in another Sandler one.
Oh, I'm sure he was. I thought of one I think he's in. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. What was the... He did two... Hang on.
You've got 10 seconds.
Yeah.
3, 2. No, she's cheering you on. For a second, I thought she was trying to yell an answer. I was going to fly
Blade
over
Runner.
There. Blade Runner is a good guess, but no. I think he's in... he's got to be in Sandy Wexler, right? On Netflix? He's not?
Isn't he in Grown Ups?
Hey, dude,
hey, what are you
still
doing?
Going
on?
Whoa. Shit.
Microphone down. Blackjack hands. But Tim, it doesn't matter because you're our winner. You did it.
I was going to say Grown Ups anyway, but thank you. I came to represent the city of Boston, and I believe I have done so right here tonight.
That close. Dropkick Murphys, dude. Forever, dude.
All right, where's that person you were playing for? What's the name again?
Nat
Thing You Do. Where are you at, Nat?
Where you at, Nat? Right up the middle.
Hey, Nat. Oh, it's Natalie. Come on down right here to the stage.
Hey, if you don't want
Wait,
that...
it's almost like she just realized there's prizes involved.
Hey, if you don't want that Whalers jersey...
I got that.
Fuck. Oh.
No, I'm very excited about the softball trophy, though.
Oh, right on. Thanks for humoring me, I guess.
Wait, but you really don't want the jersey?
No, she said she does want the jersey.
She does want
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah. She's taking yeah. it. She's taking her prizes.
No, that's smart. Why would you not?
I saw you, like, shove it into your jacket. I thought you were going to keep it. I was down.
No, I was totally going to. I'm not going to do that to you. It's too cool.
That's a great idea. Split the jersey.
No.
What the fuck are you talking about,
Gosh.
Splitting a jersey?
Just take it away from her right now,
doesn't
then.
Mean that
Let's
that's
just
a
tear it in half. Half.
Based on that thing where the mother and the kid, doesn't that mean that jersey belongs to him now? He's the true owner of the jersey?
They can
Based
do like
on that
true?
Terrible...
They Wait, is that true?
She wanted to rip it in half.
No, yeah, I agree.
But
I don't
like
think
home
she's
and away.
Be a
and
good
you said, no, don't do that to the jersey. Well done.
And what happened? What? Oh, more Tito's?
Can I get another donut?
I like going on airplanes and then asking for, can I have some soda water? And they're like, you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. Brought my own tiny bottle. All right. What's happening with the donuts now, Trey?
I was just
You're still
eating
having
another
more
one?
Donuts?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I guess it's, you got to.
It's cheat day.
He's going to hit it hard tomorrow.
All right, so give me that one. Yes, yeah. Thank you. And Trey, what do you got to plug, buddy?
Oh.
Let me come back to you because you're trying to eat a donut.
Yeah.
Nick Stevens, weekdays 3 to 7 here in Boston. And you could probably also listen to it on the internet, I bet.
Yes, sir. 3 to 7 every day, 107.3 WAFFM and WAAF.com. It's the Maddie and Nick Show. Shower beers, everybody. Thank you very much, Doug.
Got some really interesting shitheads this time. Tim, on tour with Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, we're going to Europe, so that doesn't concern you people. But then after that, we're out with Rancid. We're going to be in Brockton. I know that's a bit of a hike, but we're going to be in Brockton doing that. And our new record came out in January. Go check it out if you haven't already. Thanks.
What about you there, Trey, Donut Eater?
We got this.
Hashtag
You
donut
finished
eater.
That whole donut in that time?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay, you're waiting to
yeah,
last
yeah.
bite.
I'm a pro, dude. I got to get my plugs in. CDs on iTunes and all that stuff, all those services. And then I'm going to be at Skankfest this weekend in New York, the Legion of Skanks podcast festival. So those are the most recent ones. Yeah, check it out. Word.
All right, well, thank you to Laugh Boston and for all you folks showing up on Father's Day. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Father's Day. One more time for all my guests, Trey Gallion, Tim Brennan, Boston. Nick Stevens. And hang on.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another.
Hang on. as always, there will be two of these and then the song. Toilets with the button on top of the tank to flush are shitheads. You can come back and get that, Bree, if you need to hang on to that for the future. No, you're just going to leave it? Oh, you remember? You can make another one just like that? You just make them like that? Good for you. All right. And also, Elizabeth Banks' knowledge of the Steven Spielberg filmography is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.